Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Aging Gracefully, a production from Senior Radio Buffalo. But as you know, this show is heard Sunday morning, bright and early at 6:30. And you know, we picked that time because there's an awful lot of people up and getting on with their day. Now, maybe it's just a habit for you to get up this early, and you're wondering what you're going to do with your day, because let's face it, the holidays are literally right around the corner. And for some people, that's a great thing. And you know, for other people, they don't really like the holidays at all. The holidays, for a lot of people, are associated with a lot of stress, a lot of I must do, I have to hurry, I have to get this. Maybe the feeling is not authentic behind it. It might be giving you memories of years past. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with really an expert. Our guest this morning is Dr. John Improta. He's a psychiatrist, and he's in the psychiatric emergency room at ECMC. Good morning, Dr. Improta. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Linda, for having me.
Thank you. You know, we have an awful lot of people, as I started this show, who aren't enjoying the holidays, maybe even like they'd like to, and maybe haven't in years because of the associations with them, with the holiday, or things that they think are put upon them, so much so that they can't get into the spirit. Do you find that you're seeing people who are dealing with that?
Yes, ma'am. It is quite a common discussion that we have almost every day there, that there is way too much. This idea that you've just touched on, this idea of feeling put upon, like, and now I have to do this, and now I have to do that, and now I have to do this, it is so common. And if I, I hear that every day and all day. So, yes.
So a lot of people just dread this time of year for that reason. What can we do to minimize those feelings and try to maximize the joy that is supposed to be about this season?
Yeah, this touches on the idea of what's called anticipation or anticipatory anxiety, which is not necessarily always a bad thing. But it's an idea that we get anxious about all the great number of things that we have to do and these great number of things that we feel like we must do. In the first place, I would suggest that there must be a time during the day that you can at least breathe out and exhale. And you say, well, I don't even have time for that. Well, I'm sure that there's time, 5 minutes or 3 minutes for that matter, to have some long exhales, not deep inhales and exhales. You can get dizzy that way. But a long exhale and normal breath in and out and then a long exhale after that. That you can actually slow down for a second. You could also write things down as things that you must do or things that you must accomplish. But the idea is this anticipation is usually based on I'm not going to be able to do it once I am confronted with it. Now, this is not to say that we don't fail at things and certainly that we don't fail at the holidays, but we can wind ourselves up into a I will never be able to accomplish it. I will never be able to do it. Henry Ford had said once, well, whether you think you can or think you cannot, you're probably right. The idea is this anticipatory anxiety, thinking there's no possible way I can get it all done, it can lead to us just stagnating and not doing anything.
And doctor, is it also, I think, because we have had that feeling for years and years, it can be that you're always thinking you're going to disappoint somebody somehow in some way?
Yes. Yes. The idea is that we are almost like we're auditioning we're trying to give people that's going to put that smile on their face and certainly that they're not going to return it. But you know what? They might return it. They might not have that smile on their faces. But you did try, and you are going to try again and again and again. And there are some people in your life, and I have them. I think we all have them. That regardless of what you try to do, it's not going to put that smile on their face. But you must take stock in the people that you are going to put a smile on their face. Oh my gosh, that is perfect! Really? That great. Thank you. Why? I didn't even. That's amazing. No. This is great. This is so great. Wow. Okay, I got to remember for next year, because next year I'm going to get you a good present next year, too.
Wow. You know, Doc, I will tell you this, and this really smacks of what you're talking about. The holidays are starting for me tonight, because we're having some people over. Now, as people know, if you're the housewife, if you're the person taking care of the house, that means that house has got to be clean from top to bottom. So
Right. You
are doing everything to make sure...
Yeah.
That, you know, every little dust mote, you know, is going to be gone. It's almost like spring cleaning, you know, now that your Christmas stuff or your holiday stuff is up. But, you know, you're absolutely right, because just a couple of weeks ago, I was over making merry at another friend's house who was really doing the same thing for Thanksgiving. And you know what? I didn't go from room to room inspecting every room. I don't even hardly remember what the house looked like. I was just so happy to be there with my friends. I think we get too involved in making sure everything is quote-unquote perfect, then people don't care. If they love you, they love you.
That's right. That's something that we must keep in mind. There's no way, and I've heard this from my own family, there's no way I can get the house ready. There's absolutely no way I'm going to get the house ready because, I mean, what are they going to do? Walk in here and see this pile of books here?
Right.
Yes, they are going to see that pile of books, and you know what? The people that scoff at that are going to be probably going to scoff at anything that we leave out. But the people that are there say, wow, I have this book.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You're not upset that I have the book on the table? No, man, I love this book. This is a great book. Okay, awesome. You want to see this candle that I left out? Wow, that's a great scent. Those are the people that I want to come back. And, you know, this is something that my wife and I had to sort of learn over the years. That when we go to somebody else's house, we look and, you know, something would be left out. And is that really a reason why I don't love this person?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, my goodness. I love this person. I love being here. I love this. This is fantastic. Yeah, but the food wasn't very good. Okay, so, you know.
Right.
So am I going to scoff about the book that was left in the hallway or the dust mote that was in the behind the door? The answer is no. I love these people, and this is why I'm here. This is why I have the holidays. This is why I have Christmas. Love is, you know, not to be all corny, but this is why I'm here. It is the love that we have explodes at Christmas and New Year's, and at least in our house.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And I think you're right, because I think when you go back and talk to someone later, if your house is just comfortable, period, that's the house people will remember that they want to come back to.
That's right.
You know, it's like, yeah, you had
Absolutely.
The lumpy sofa. I love that. I had my drink and I was just sitting on the sofa with your dog and it was all good, you know? Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think sometimes we put so much on ourselves to make it perfect that, you know, perfection sometimes has nothing to do with that. Let's also talk about this, Doctor, because an awful lot of people don't look forward to the holidays because of loss. And how can we are all going through loss in some way. I lost my dad in April due to COVID. But yet, I love the holidays, and I love the memories of my father. And how do we rectify the joy with the loss?
Yeah, this is one of the primary things that we hear also every day around this time of the year, the idea of loss, which then leads to feelings of isolation, and isolation can lead to depressed mood, a sense of hopelessness that I was not able to prevent this loss. And then I was feeling some of this last January when we had just been through a holiday without some people that were there before, and also because of COVID, we were not around anyone. And the idea is that, so this television show did more for my psychotherapy, I think, than anything. We're watching this show on Disney Plus called WandaVision. Mm-hmm. And one of the characters is mourning the loss of her brother. And the other character comes in and says, but what is grief if not love persevering? Mm. I said, oh, my gosh, that is better than any line that I've ever said to one of the people that I take care of. And that is the absolute truth. It's not that I'm not going to not mourn those people. I'm going to mourn them. And you know what? I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry and I'm going to let it out and I'm going to be sad. But then I'm also going to look around and say, but you're here. Mm-hmm. You're here with me. And this is beautiful. And this is wonderful. This room that I'm talking to right now, my wife did renovations while I was always at the hospital, and I came home to this place that is filled with books from my childhood and so forth. And then the other night I was here and we were talking about how things are different now and COVID is awful. And I just stopped and I looked around and I said, this is a beautiful room that you have made. Look at this place that you have made. Yes, I know, but I want to talk about how sad I am. And mm-hmm. I was like, I know, and I'm sorry, and I'm sad with you. But oh my gosh, look at this. It is looking around and seeing some of these things. I have my grandfather's cane in this room, and her grandfather's cane in the other part, and it's identical match. And they're both here with us, mm-hmm. and I mourn them still because my wife's grandfather was wonderful, and my grandfather was kind-hearted and sweet, and had a heart of gold. And yet, I think of them both, and I mourn them. But I also recognize this beautiful room that I'm in. And it is gorgeous, and it's comfortable, as you said. And that's how I mourn. I mourn by looking at what we've done. Look at the life that these people who I mourn now had brought us to.
Right. And I always say to myself, and where else would their spirit rather be than right here with us?
You got it.
You just have to remember that and believe that they are there. We're going to have to leave it there, Doctor Improta, because we are out of time, but what a fabulous segment, especially going into the holidays. Dr. John Improta is a psychiatrist at the Psychiatric Emergency Room at ECMC. And by the way, ECMC does have a help center, which is a walk-in. And if you would like that information, let me give you the number. It's 716-898-1594. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing,
Getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up? Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. We've started a new miniseries called Aging Gracefully, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Catholic Medical Partners. Joandy's Place Restaurant. After a lovely ride through the country, Joandy's Place was my breakfast destination. A cozy park-like atmosphere was the perfect complement to my delicious meal. Open daily at 9 a.m., Joandy's Place Restaurant is located at 858 Bloomingdale Road in Basin, New York. Joandy's Place, you're gonna love their food. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be talking with the Field and Fork Network, a local farming organization, on how they connect communities to innovative solutions that foster a sustainable food system. Listen in Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Field and Fork Network, sponsored by Orville's Home Appliances.
Good early morning to everyone, and welcome to Aging Gracefully. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Aging Gracefully, you know, is a Senior Radio Buffalo production. Yep, brought to you by the Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. So we're going to talk about your very important health care, your health as we move into this new year. You know, if you're one of the millions who has diabetes, you have to very, very carefully watch for chronic kidney disease. Now, you don't have to be a diabetic to have that, but it's very big among diabetics. And we're going to talk about what you can do to stay well in this new year. We're so happy to be speaking with Dr. Kristen Madison, who is a nephrologist with offices in Amherst and Orchard Park. Good morning, Dr. Madison. Nice to have you.
Good morning.
Well, listen, maybe we can start right off with how do you define chronic kidney disease?
Yes. So chronic kidney disease is the presence of kidney damage or decreased kidney function for 3 months or more. And the 3 month duration distinguishes chronic kidney disease from what we call acute kidney disease, which is reversible. Chronic kidney disease cannot be reversed, so it is a permanent condition.
Okay. Now, do we see this a lot with diabetics, and why?
Yes. So diabetic chronic kidney disease is one of the leading causes of kidney disease in the United States. So patients with type 1 or type 2 diabetes can develop chronic kidney disease if their diabetes is not well controlled. And in the United States, it is actually the leading cause of end-stage renal disease, resulting in dialysis. It currently accounts for about half of the patients on dialysis in the United States. And if diagnosed and treated early, patients can actually delay the worsening of their kidney function and prolong or avoid the need for dialysis or kidney transplant.
Mm. Doctor, let's talk about how diabetes affects the kidney, why this happens.
Right. So in patients that have diabetes, if the blood sugar is uncontrolled, the blood sugar can actually scar the very small blood vessels in the kidney, leading to permanent kidney damage. The scarring then allows protein to slip into the urine, and that urine that protein in the urine can further scar the kidney and damage the kidney function.
Mm. So, go ahead, doctor.
You know, so I was going to say one of the most important things to do is have good blood sugar control.
Okay. Now, a lot of people let diabetes go because they're not feeling anything for the longest time. Can you feel when you have chronic kidney disease? Is there any symptoms of this?
Right. So actually, the thing with chronic kidney disease, it's often asymptomatic. So patients do not have symptoms of chronic kidney disease until the kidney function is severely decreased. So the only way to really diagnose kidney disease is through laboratory studies or an ultrasound. So kidney function is measured through blood and urine tests. And we measure what we call the glomerular filtration rate, or GFR for short, and that is a blood test that in a sense measures the percentage of your kidney function. And chronic kidney disease is divided into stages based on that GFR level. And the physician will also check urine studies to look for any protein in the urine, and we often do a kidney ultrasound to determine if there's any anatomical abnormalities that may be causing the chronic kidney disease.
Doctor, as we age, are higher numbers when it comes to watching for kidney disease expected, basically? Like I understand someone said, oh, I have this number in this letter, but because I'm 67 or I'm 68, the doctor isn't too concerned.
Yeah, that is actually very true, and there's a lot of discussion about that lately, that often chronic kidney disease is just related to normal aging. So when patients come into our office, we often explain to them, even though you have decreased kidney function, this is normal for your age. And if that GFR is more abnormal than it should be for your age, then we look for other causes of chronic kidney disease, such as diabetes, high blood pressure. Patients with autoimmune disease can have chronic kidney disease, patients with kidney stones, and there's several other etiologies that can cause chronic kidney disease. But aging is definitely one of them.
And I understand controlling your blood pressure is very important in protecting the kidneys in diabetic patients.
Yes. So one of the most important things for diabetics is good blood pressure control and good blood sugar control. And there's actually a class of medications that can help control the blood pressure but also protect the kidney function. And so several of our diabetic patients, or most of our diabetic patients, are on blood pressure medications called ACE inhibitors or angiotensin receptor blockers. And those medications lower the blood pressure, and they also protect the kidney by lowering the protein in the urine. And so the majority of diabetic patients will be on one of these two medications to protect the kidney function.
Doctor, if you are being seen, someone is being seen for their diabetes, should all patients go and see a kidney specialist to check on a chronic kidney disease?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question, because some patients feel that with any type of chronic kidney disease, they need to see a nephrologist. But not all patients with chronic kidney disease need to see a nephrologist. If the kidney function is stable, if it's normal for age, if their diabetes and their blood pressures are well controlled, then they don't necessarily have to see a kidney specialist or a nephrologist. So most of our patients that come to see us have either high levels of protein in the urine, uncontrolled high blood pressure or progressively worsening kidney disease. But often the primary care physician can manage those patients that are in stable chronic kidney disease.
I would imagine that most people who are being treated for diabetes have had some of these tests or have had their kidneys mentioned by their provider, so they know that this is part and parcel with the conversation of having diabetes. So I'm hoping that people are going to, you know, take our advice. And if you haven't heard anything about kidneys, or you have a loved one with diabetes and you're saying, I don't recall them talking about having their kidneys checked, this is a great alert for people to make sure they mention this to their doctor and see if they need any other care to make sure that their kidneys are healthy.
Yes, and the best thing to ask the physician is diabetics especially should have a minimum of a once-a-year GFR, which is the blood test that measures the kidney function, and also a yearly monitoring of their urine protein. So a patient could easily ask their physician what their GFR level is and if they have any protein in the urine. And that's an easy way to assess if they've had any issues with chronic kidney disease or if there's treatment that they need to prevent further decrease of their kidney function.
Okay. And we also will let people know that nephrologists like you, doctor, also offer a lot of kidney education out there. There's classes. There's classes about discussing diet, transplant, different types of dialysis. And I know that a telehealth options are also available. So please, by all means, we want people to not keep this a secret. Make sure they're getting all the information they need, and their loved ones too, so they can kind of keep an eye on this with their relatives who may have this issue.
Yes, so there's a lot of educational classes actually around the community. So the nephrologists have partnered with several of the dialysis companies locally to offer free classes on chronic kidney disease, dialysis modalities, and just overall education about the kidney. So often when the kidney function gets to a certain stage, usually what we call stage four, classes, nephrologists will refer these patients to a class. And there's multiple classes around the city, and most of the nephrologists will have information in their office as to how to attend those classes.
Okay.
They can be done one-on-one in person.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, if patients are more worried because of COVID, there are telemedicine options as well, and they are free to patients, no copays. It's completely free of charge.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, but we're talking about diabetic chronic kidney disease, and certainly a conversation you need to have with your doctor if you are diabetic. We want to thank Dr. Kristen Madison, a nephrologist, talking to us today. Her office number, by the way, is 716-838-3188. That's 838-3188. She has offices in Amherst and Orchard Park. We want to thank her, and we want to thank the good folks at Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.